Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and that's Pacific time. Another beautiful morning in the Crescent Valley today. We've got a big, bright, blue sky out there. One cloud I see on the out of the old booth window here. And currently 15 degrees in the valley, and we are sitting at 73%. Winds out of the east-northeast, 4 kilometers an hour, and barometric pressure is 101.3 kilopascals and rising. It's supposed to be a sunny and hot day again today. Maybe some more records will be broken. There was a bunch of them broken in the province yesterday. We're going up to 30 again today with another UV index of 5 or moderate. We'll have clear conditions tonight. Great for stargazing. And a low of 16. And tomorrow is going to be sunny and 30. And Sunday, sunny and 27. Looks like something's going to come through on Monday. Some kind of a front. The temperatures will drop to the low 20s, and but I guess we'll see what happens here. All right, happy Friday, everyone. The weekend is almost upon us, so we should probably do a little rolling and tumbling with the help of Lester Quitsaw, shall we?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, a couple of rockers there for you to start your Friday morning off. This is Scorpions with The Zoo right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, I see we are pretty much coming up to a quarter to the hour here. It's time for This Day in Canadian History. And wow, I've just had a quick scan of my notes here, and I'll be doing some improvising today, I'm sure. Yeah, I got some long stories. Okay, very first one for September the 13th goes back to 1981, and 800 Canadian communities participate in the very first Terry Fox 10K run to raise money for cancer research. 1 year earlier, the 23-year-old Fox was forced to end his marathon of hope in Thunder Bay when the cancer that took his leg spread to his lungs. And that legacy is still going on. The Terry Fox run, it goes worldwide now. It's incredible. Yeah. Okay, now this next story is way too long. I'm just going to maybe mention a few things here. I don't even know where to... It's all about James Wolfe at Quebec City. And he drifts downstream in 1759 on the ebb tide at 2 a.m. with Captain William DeLune, commander of the Forlorn Hope, riding in a lead whaleboat with muffled oars. I guess they got some kind of skins on them or something. After keeping his plan secret from even his trusted lieutenants, he ordered a first team of 24 soldiers to land. Oh yeah, here we go. Yeah. Lanus au Foulon. Sure. Yeah. A cove 3 kilometers west of Quebec. The men quickly climb into an overgrown path up the cliff with muskets strapped to their backs and a surprise company of Canadian militia under Captain Duchambon de Verger. Let me see, I'm going to have trouble here. Anyways. Oh, excuse me. You know what? I think I'm going to pass on this because this is just incredibly long, this story. Let's just get right to birthday, shall we? Laura Secord was born on this day. Of course, she was a loyalist heroine of Upper Canada and was born Laura Ingersoll. And she was born at Great Barrington, Massachusetts. In 1775, died in Chippewa, October 17th, 1868. On the night of June 22nd, 1813, Secord heard two American officers billeted in her house talking about a surprise attack on the British post at Beaver Dams. She walked 30 kilometers through American lines to warn Lieutenant Fitzgibbon, sometimes leading her cow as a decoy, and the U.S. soldiers were ambushed by Fitzgibbon and some loyal Iroquois. All right, what else do we have here? Emile Perry Cat Francis, NHL hockey legend. Born on this day in 1926, Francis was a player, coach, and manager with the New York Rangers, the St. Louis Blues, and the Hartford Whalers. David Clayton Thomas, born on this day in Surrey, England. Of course, David is a rock musician. And let's see, he grew up in Toronto and fronted the Fabulous Shays before joining the New York rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1968 and produced such hits as Spinning Wheel and You Make Me So Very Happy. course, we'll hear a little bit of David on rock history later in the program. 1995, Ottawa sells most of its stake in Petro-Canada through a share offering that brought in $1.8 billion. Oh, in 1991, a 35-ton beam falls from Olympic Plaza when 16 reinforcing rods break. The stadium is closed for study, falls on a public walkway, but no one was injured. Darn good thing. Yeah. And the Canadian Country Music Awards had their very first broadcast or telecast in 1986 out of Winnipeg. What else do we have here? I think that's probably going to be enough. Oh no, here's something pretty good. Yes, in 1969, out of Toronto, John Lennon and Yoko Ono's band, the Plastic Ono Band, perform for their album, Live Peace in Toronto. New cuts include Give Peace a Chance, Cold Turkey, Your Blues, and a 12-minute Yoko piece. And I can just imagine what that one was like. Plus the oldies, Blue Suede Shoes, Money, and Dizzy Miss Lizzy. I wonder if I got Dizzy Miss Lizzy here by anybody. I got one by the Beatles. Maybe I'll just play that right now because it's probably not a bad song, eh? Yeah. I think that's about itch, yeah. So let's play a little Dizzy Miss Lizzy by the Beatles right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Make me dizzy, Miss Lizzy. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio in the Creston Valley.
Almost there. gotta keep cool, now gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Red I love.
All right, that Toe Tapper goes all the way back to 1973. Radar Love, a golden earring from the Moon Tan album. All right, it is about 8:01. I better let Joe get in his 4 minute and 30 seconds of glory here to give everybody out there a news update. We'll be right back for the second half hour with some more great music.
It is September 13th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. 2 days of talks have wrapped up in Geneva between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov over plans for Syria to surrender its chemical weapons. There's no deal to report, but both sides are saying they aren't done yet. The CBC's Tom Perry reports.
And I think we would both agree that we had a constructive conversations regarding...
John Kerry and Sergei Lavrov are pledging cooperation.
And we are committed to try to work together, beginning with this initiative on the chemical weapons.
Syria has moved to join the International Convention banning chemical weapons and vowed to give up its own chemical arsenal. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, says the next step is figuring out how to do that.
Now that the Assad government joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, we have to engage our professionals to design a road which would make sure that this issue is resolved quickly, professionally, as soon as practical.
The Geneva talks continue. Kerry and Lavrov have already agreed to meet again in New York. The U.S., all the while, is still holding out the threat of a military strike if diplomacy fails. Tom Perry, CBC News, London.
Meanwhile, Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird will be in Turkey this weekend, with the Syrian crisis expected to dominate the agenda. Baird will be meeting with the Turkish president and other senior government officials. Canada and Turkey are both calling for a strong international response to the use of chemical weapons in Syria. The U.S. consulate in the western Afghan city of Herat has been attacked by the Taliban. Two car bombs were detonated in the attack, triggering a firefight between Taliban fighters and Afghan security forces. At least two Afghan soldiers were killed. The four men found guilty of rape and murder in the attack last December on a university student in India have been given the death penalty. The men were found guilty this week of attacking the 23-year-old on a moving bus. She was found in a field and died 2 weeks later of internal injuries. The case has been closely followed across India and has already resulted in changes to the country's rape laws. As many as 37 people have been killed in a fire at a Russian psychiatric hospital. The hospital is in a small village about 400 kilometers north of Moscow. Here's Jessica Gallagher.
The fire erupted about 3 a.m. Moscow time and quickly engulfed the one-story wooden structure. Authorities had warned that the building was unsafe and had called for it to be closed, but the hospital's administration won permission to keep it open until next year. Russian state television says the fire was likely started by a patient who smokes. The country's emergency ministry says that 60 people were in the building at the time of the blaze. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, Russia has had a poor fire safety record. Authorities admit that's due in part to lax safety standards. In April, 38 people died in a similar blaze in a psychiatric hospital where there were bars on the windows and patients were unable to get out. Jessica Gallagher, CBC News, Moscow.
Relentless rain and flash flooding continues to wreak havoc this week across Boulder, Colorado. Three people have died and hundreds of people have been forced from their homes. Reporter Jay Gray is in Boulder.
The water and the intensity of the water is causing some serious problems. But in areas like Lyon, they're also seeing massive rock slides, boulders that are sliding down and cutting off these areas from the rescue team. So they're having to work their way through that. It's been significant and it's been very difficult for these teams. We do know that they're still out and they're still working in earnest and will continue that way. They're going to get some help from the federal government. President Obama overnight signing a disaster declaration that will allow FEMA teams to move into the area, and they have. They're here and helping with the effort. It's one that's going to take some time because, unfortunately, the forecast right now calling for more rain throughout the weekend.
That is Jay Gray with NBC News in Boulder, Colorado. And that is the CBC News to this hour. You can download your CBC mobile news app at cbcnews.ca.
Wow, some tough times in Boulder, Colorado. That's actually where I went to see the Rolling Stones in 1977. Yeah, at the Boulder University football field. 60,000 screaming fans. I don't know if we were screaming, but it was a hot one that day. They say down on the AstroTurf for that concert it was like 120 degrees. People were passing out left, right, and center. Yep, that's where I was, but I hung in there.
Yep.
Okay, see, I should have had a follow-up with the Stones song. But instead, I've got some an awesome Levon Helm song for you. This is an album that Levon put out in 2009, and it's called Electric Dirt. And the name of the song is called When I Go Away. And the only reason why I'm playing this song is I just watched a trailer for the new Levon Helm documentary movie that was just released here not too long ago. A couple of weeks ago, I think, something like that. And it's called Ain't In It For My Health. It's a film about Levon Helm. Anyways, here we go. When I Go Away, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Me up when I
no more.
There we go, our theme music for this day in rock and roll history. The most popular segment of the morning show, according to the fan mail, anyway. All right, what do we got here? September the 13th, as mentioned in this day in Canadian history, we have David Clayton Thomas, born on this day in 1941. Of course, the vocalist for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, their big hit. Spinning Wheel. Yeah. What else do we have here? 1944, Peter Cetera, bass and vocals for Chicago. Of course, their big hit, 25 or 6 to 4. Or Saturday in the Park, whatever. Randy Jones, born on this day in 1952. Of course, Randy was the cowboy in The Village People and their big hit, YMCA. Actually, I have an unopened copy of that LP. I'm sure it's going to be worth big money one day. If you believe that, I got some awesome land in Florida for sale for you. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on September the 13th. We're going to start off in 1955, and that's when Little Richard entered the J&M Studios in New Orleans for a two-day recording session. Things were not going well, during a break, Richard and his producer, Bumps Blackwell, went into the Dewdrop Inn. With few people there and an old upright piano, Richard started playing like crazy, singing loud, lewd, and hammering it up. Blackwell was stunned. Why couldn't he record this? They went back to J&M with only 15 minutes left in the session, and Tutti Frutti, good booty, became Tutti Frutti, all Rudy. 1962, Elvis the Pelvis had his 12th UK number one hit with She's Not You. The single, backed by Just Tell Her Jim Said Hello, topped out at number 5 in the US. 1969, John Lennon put a band together for the Rock and Roll Revival concert in Toronto, Canada, that included Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann, bass player from Manfred Mann, and drummer Alan White, who would later join Yes. Also on the bill were Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent, Alice Cooper, and The Doors. The concert would produce a live album. See, I can't see very well because of this bee sting in my cheek here with my swollen up eye. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it. Anyway, the concert would produce a live album called Live Peace in Toronto, 1969. 1976, Peter Frampton's fourth solo LP, Frampton Goes Gold. It's his commercial breakthrough album containing the hits Show Me the Way and Baby I Love Your Way. Hmm. 1985, We're the World wins Best Group Video and the Viewer's Choice at the MTV Music Video Awards in New York. Don Henley's The Boys of Summer video is graced with 4 trophies, including Best Video. Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire gets the nod for Best Male Video, and Tina Turner wins Best Female Vocal for What's Love Got to Do with It. 1971, Alice Cooper sells copies of his new record, Hey Stupid, for 99 cents at New York's Times Square. Times Square, yeah. All right, David Clayton Thomas. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, leading things off. Happy birthday, David, born in 1941. Spinning Wheel, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind a reflection?
Broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Woo!
There's the Boss finishing off this day in rock and roll history with I'm on Fire. And of course, we had my good buddy Don Henley before that with the Boys of Summer. I was supposed to slide in a Peter Frampton tune there, but for some strange reason, it wouldn't play. So I thought, well, now I'm a song short on rock history. So I grabbed that bit of a slow one there by the Boss. And, of course, we had the Toe Tapper there by Little Richard, Tutti Frutti, and happy birthday going out to David Clayton Thomas playing a spinning wheel. David, of course, born on this day in 1941. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 18 degrees, winds out of the north-northwest at 3 kilometers an hour. And we are on our way to 30 degrees in the sunshine today. Currently, over in Vancouver, they have some cloudy conditions, 15 degrees, 3 and sunny in Whitehorse, 19 and sunny in Calgary, Winnipeg, 16 and sunny, Toronto, 11 with a mix of sun and cloud, Halifax, 21, and looks like they got rain showers there. And 24 with a mix of sun and cloud in St. John's, Newfoundland. All right, we've got a few minutes to go before our album highlight. Let's see what else we got here in the bin. I'm thinking some J.J. Cale. Oh, Mary might be kind of nice. This is off of J.J.'s roll-on album of 2009, right here on South Kootenai Radio. All right, let's get at her.
It is September 13th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.